Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Moe's Sports Talk. I'm your host, Maurice Trice, and I'm ready to talk sports with you on this kind of cool and rainy day. Well, it's about 74 degrees, so pretty nice weather, but definitely overcast and rainy. Some storms to the south of me going on. We have some bad tornadoes here in the state of Oklahoma. I'm sorry to hear there was a loss of life there, so in Elk City. So prayers go out to anyone who was affected by the tornadoes in Oklahoma and around in the other states as well. I think there was tornadoes in Kansas as far as Wisconsin. So anyway, prayers to anyone who was affected by the tornadoes. But I am ready to talk sports with you. As always, there's three ways to contact the show. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Again, the number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. You can also email me, mauricetrice@hotmail.com. That's MauriceTrice at hotmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at TheDukeBoy100. That's at TheDukeBoy100. You can also like my Facebook page. Just put in Moe's Sports Talk in the search, and you can like my Facebook page. You can also listen to this show on TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. That's TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. And I believe the show is also available on iTunes as well. But we have a big show planned for you today. We're going to talk all about the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference Finals. Also, we'll talk about the Game 7 of the Eastern Conference semifinal game between Boston and Washington. We'll talk about that. And then we'll talk about what's taking place in the Eastern and Western Conference Finals. Will they both end in sweeps? We'll discuss that as well. Also, we'll talk. We have some other sports to talk about as well, which we'll get into in a minute. Don't forget, hopefully in about 13 or 14 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg. If not, we will continue to talk sports with you. But before we talk NBA playoffs, we can talk some other sports as well. We can talk Major League Baseball. My favorite team, the New York Yankees, take 2 out of 3 from Kansas City. In Kansas City, New York scored 18 runs the first two games of the series, only scored one run last night. You have to give credit to Kansas City's pitcher, Danny Duffy. He went 7 innings pitched, only gave up 3 hits. So really great starting pitching there for Kansas City, and they get a win. But anytime you go into a series, odds you can't see as them playing good baseball. You want to sweep them, but on the road, you'll take taking 2 out of 3. If you can do that all season long, you'll be in really good shape. Up next for the Yankees start tonight, a series against Tampa Bay, who's below 500. So, again, got to try to win 2 out of 3. It'd be nice to get a sweep, but at least take 2 out of 3. And we'll turn our attention to the National League Central. The Milwaukee Brewers are in first place. I know they have some talent, but, man, I'm pretty shocked that Milwaukee is in first place at this point. Obviously, we have a lot of baseball left to be played, but if you had told me Milwaukee would be in first place in the Central at this point, I would have said you're crazy. I still think at the end of the day the Cubs are going to win that division once they get it started. Once they get started, get over the hangover of winning that championship, I think they're going to take over that division. But if you're a Milwaukee fan, you have to be excited right now. So we can talk about that as well. We can also talk about the hockey playoffs that are going on. Last night, Anaheim, they evened the series up with Nashville at 2 games apiece. They won the last night in overtime, 3-2. So a big must-win for Anaheim. They couldn't afford to go down 3-1, so it's 2-2. I still like the Ducks in that series. Call me crazy, but I like the Ducks. Kind of a little bit of a guess there, but I like Anaheim to beat Nashville in advance of the Stanley Cup Finals. We shall wait and see. And then Ottawa, they're up 2-1. They smoked Pittsburgh in the last game they played a couple of nights ago, 5-1. Pittsburgh, they're dealing with some injuries, so that's been an issue. They're going to start a new goalie tonight. We'll see how Michael McMurray does. That'll be interesting to see how he does for Fleury. But I mean, it's a must-win for Pittsburgh. They got to find a way to win tonight. I think they find a way to win tonight, and even this series up at 2 games apiece as well. But we shall wait and see. So we'll definitely talk about that on my next show on Monday, God's will. We can also turn our attention, before we talk about the NBA playoff games. Before we talk about that, we can talk about the NBA draft lottery that took place. I believe that was on Tuesday night. The Celtics. You talk about the rich getting richer, and we'll talk more about Boston right now. This probably doesn't. They don't feel good right at this moment, and with their series going on against the Cavaliers right now. But that being said, Boston, they have the best record in the East, and now they get the number one pick in the NBA draft lottery. Can't beat that. In the NBA draft, they have the number one pick. It'll be interesting what they do with that pick. Obviously, the highest-rated player entering the draft, Markelle Fultz out of Washington. Obviously, they have Isaiah Thomas. So, for me, if I was Boston, call me crazy, but I would go with Josh Jackson. They need a dynamic wing. I'll go with Josh Jackson. But I'm sure Celtics are going to take the best player on the board, and that's Markelle Fultz by most draft analysts. And this is a deep draft, by the way, so we'll see what the Celtics do with that one. But they could trade it as well. They could put that in a trade as well. So we'll see. The Celtics have a lot of talent. The Celtics are definitely on their way up. Number two, the Lakers. They get the second pick. The Lakers, so I'm happy that the Lakers got the second pick. They could have lost their, if it fell out of the top three, they would have lost that pick, so that's big. More than likely, they draft Lonzo Ball. He's only working out for the Lakers, by the way, which I would still work out for the other teams that are in the top five at least, just in case, but Lonzo Ball does think this is a guy who sells his shoe. Him and his dad sell their shoes for $500, so who knows, but I think that would be a nice pick there for the Lakers. And number three, the 76ers. They're another team that's on the upswing as well. They're definitely trending upwards, so it'll be interesting to see what they do with those picks. We'll definitely talk more about the draft lottery on my next show on Monday. We got to also talk about the All-NBA teams that were announced. The big news, Paul George was not he was not on any of the three All-NBA teams, so he lost out on some big money. He could have made some big money, but it's even worse for the Pacers. I know they would have loved to sign him to that big contract, but they're not going to get the opportunity. They still might have a chance if he makes an All-NBA team next season, but he still might leave Indiana. I think he has his heart set on going to the Lakers. I have a funny feeling. Could be wrong, but you know, if you're the Pacers, you don't want to lose. You don't want to be like Oklahoma City and lose how Oklahoma City lost Durant for nothing. You do not want to lose Paul George for nothing. That sets your franchise back at least 5 years. So you have to get something for Paul George. If he doesn't want to be there, just tell him get to stepping, and we got to get something for you. So that's what I would tell him. Obviously, it's a big loss. You want to keep Paul George, but also Gordon Hayward, he didn't make any of the teams as well. We'll see. I'm sure he's going to opt out of his last year of his contract. It'll be interesting to see where he goes this NBA offseason. So we'll see what happens there. The only issue I have with the All-NBA team is just two minor issues. Who in the world voted LeBron James second team? Okay, you should not have a vote. What are you doing? Yeah, I think LeBron James is second team. Come on, man. Whoever did it, woman or whoever. I mean, that is absolutely ridiculous. You should not have a vote. That you should lose your vote automatically. And also, I would have put Draymond Green on the second team over the Greek Freak and Giannis Antetokounmpo, in my opinion. I just think Draymond Green impacts the game more than Antetokounmpo. I know Antetokounmpo has better stats. I'm sure he's a better offensive player, but what Draymond Green does defensively for that Warriors team on the boards is really, really amazing. So I would have put him second team. That would be the only, if I had a vote, that's the only minor thing I would have changed. And also the Preakness Stakes is this weekend. We'll see if Always Dreaming can win the second leg of the Triple Crown. So it would be nice to see another Triple Crown winner before my last show. That would be very, very nice next month. So we shall wait and see there. But right now we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to some music from Ariana Grande. When we come back, we're going to talk NBA playoffs. We're going to talk about all the games that took place this week and look at where the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference finals are standing right now. But right now we'll take a quick break. We'll listen to Ariana Grande. We'll come back. We'll talk NBA playoffs. We'll do that next on Mo's Voice Talk.
If you wanna party, if you wanna party, got the top spot title. Spent the hour in the bathroom, walked out looking like a model. God, doing what you do, got me right there with Apollo. On the moon, Mooney's genies in a bottle. Girl, if they already got you,
boy, you made me feel so lucky.
Welcome back to Moe's Sports Talk. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything in the world of sports, it's not too late. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to talk to you. Hopefully in about 7 or 8 minutes, maybe 5 or 6 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg. Get his thoughts on everything going on in the NBA playoffs, including the Western Conference Finals. I'm sure I'll have some thoughts on that. But let's talk about the games that took place this week in the NBA playoffs. On Monday night, Boston, they used a late run, spanning the third to the fourth quarter, to beat Washington 115-105. Isaiah Thomas scored 29 on 9-21 shooting, but he had 12 assists. He did a great job of making the extra pass. Washington, they were trying to trap Isaiah Thomas. He made the extra pass, and that was key in Boston getting the victory. And also Kelly Olynyk. Man, he made big shot after big shot after big shot. He scored 26 points. Al Horford had 15 points and 6 rebounds. Boston shot 53% from the field. They hit 11 threes, and he had 27 assists to just 8 turnovers. So great ball movement there by Boston. Also, they did a great job of taking care of the basketball. For Washington, Bradley Beal scored 38 points. Otto Porter had 20 and 10, and Marcus Morris, I think I said Marcus Morris when I was talking about him on my last show. Markieff Morris had 18 points and 9 rebounds. Get those twins mixed up there. So the front court of Washington played really well, but John Wall, he scored 18 points, but on an 8 of 23 shooting. He did have 11 assists, but he went the last 19 minutes of the game without scoring. And that can't happen to me. He settled way too much for jump shots. He didn't attack enough. He didn't try to force his way into the paint. He settled way too much for his outside shot. He's not a great shooter. He's improved his jump shot, but he has to be in attack mode consistently. They shot just 45% from the field in Washington. They had 15 turnovers. They were outscored in bench points 48-5. Washington definitely needs to upgrade their bench. I like Bojanovic, but they definitely need to add some more to their bench. Being outscored that much was the big difference there. So Boston's a little home cooking there, and I have to give it up to Greg and I. We are, at this point, we are 11-1 with our playoff predictions, 11-1. Listen to Moe's Sports Talk and you will learn, folks. I'm just saying, don't listen to these other people who will tell you that Houston, Oklahoma City is going to beat Houston. Don't listen to those people. Don't listen to people who says these crazy predictions. Listen to Moe's Sports Talk. You will get good, solid predictions. 11-1, that's what I'm talking about. So there you go on that. But let's turn our attention to the Western Conference Finals. We talked about Game 1 on my last show. So the Warriors were up 1-0, heading into Game 2. Not much of a game. Warriors demolished the Spurs, 136-100. Steph Curry scored 29 points. He had 7 rebounds and 7 assists in 31 minutes. He had 6 threes. He had it stuck on automatic. Kevin Durant scored 16. Draymond Green had 13 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists. And Patrick McCall, he scored 18 points off the bench. They shot 56% from the field, and they hit 18 threes. They had 39 assists as a team. Excellent ball movement. They got anything and everything they wanted. Give the Warriors credit for executing their offense. Now, when we look at the Spurs' perspective, Jonathan Simmons, to me, he was the only one who came out and was ready to play. He scored 22 points, but outside of that, not much else. LaMarcus Aldridge scored 8 points on 4 of 11 shooting. Obviously, with Kawhi, no Kawhi, by the way. Kawhi didn't play. So you have to have your stars have to really step up. And LaMarcus Aldridge, he stepped up in that Game 6 against Houston. He was big time, but in Game 2 against Golden State, not good enough. Not good enough for LaMarcus Aldridge. Also, where was Gasol and Danny Green? They had to find someone to step up, and that just didn't happen outside of Jonathan Simmons. The Spurs shot just 37% from the field. They had 18 turnovers. They just didn't compete. They didn't come to play like a team that believed they could win without Kawhi Leonard. They did not play well at all. They did not play Spurs-like basketball. And I thought Coach Popovich might have set the tone earlier in the week when he was talking all about how it was on purpose what Zaza Pachulia did and how it definitely affects the game, how much Kawhi does for the team. And I just think he set the tone for how the Spurs came out. Now, look, the Spurs, even whatever your coach says, you have to come out with the right mindset. Yeah, our best player is out, but we're going to still come and compete. We're still going to bring our defensive effort. We're still going to execute offensively. We're not going to turn the ball over. They didn't compete, and that's definitely a shame for the San Antonio Spurs. We'll talk more about that in our favorite segment, we'll be chatting with Greg, coming up in a minute. And then game one of the Eastern Conference Finals took place Wednesday night, excuse me. The Cavaliers, they dominated the Celtics 117-104. LeBron James, 38 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. He was big time. He got into the paint anytime he wanted to. He just dominated. Kevin Love scored 32. Tristan Thompson had a double-double. He had 20 points and he had 20 points and 9 rebounds. Kevin Love had the double-double, 32 and 12. The Cavaliers shot 48% from the field, but they only had 8 turnovers as well. They were ready right from the tip. Even with that 9-day layoff, they were ready to go. They brought that energy. They brought that effort on both ends of the court. And the bad thing for Boston, Cavaliers didn't even shoot the ball that well. They only shot 11 of 31 from threes. For Boston, Jay Crowder had 21-8. Avery Bradley scored 21. Isaiah Thomas scored 17, but on 7-19 shooting. He did have 10 assists, but they were only 12 of 38 from three, and they hit a lot of those threes late in garbage time. So if Boston has any chance of winning the game in this series, if they have any chance of winning tonight, which is a must-win game for Boston tonight, by the way, if they don't, they will get swept. I'll be wrong. I picked the Cavs in 6. It will be a lot quicker than that. Also, the Boston Celtics had 14 turnovers. Again, they have to come and play. They have to bring that energy right from the get, and they have to make some of those outside shots. But right from tip, they have to bring that energy on both ends of the court. They need to play more Jaylen Brown to switch those ball screens on LeBron James and try to help to get him out of the paint. Because they had a terrible time of keeping him out of the paint, and they cannot, those ball screens, they cannot switch Al Horford to LeBron James. I'm sorry. Al Horford has no chance of keeping LeBron James out of the lane. No chance. And you want to make LeBron James a jump shooter. He can kill you with a jump shot, but you'd rather him kill you with jump shots than get into the lane and getting your team into foul trouble. Al Horford, there's a better chance of me dating a supermodel than Al Horford keeping LeBron James out of the lane. There's a better chance of me dating a supermodel than him keeping LeBron James out of the lane. I'm just saying. So anyway, we'll see what happens in Game 2 tonight. We'll talk more about that in our favorite segment. We'll be chatting with Greg. But right now we're going to play Greg's theme music. And then when we come back, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg. We'll do that next on Mo's Sports Talk. Welcome back to Mo's Sports Talk. Don't forget, before we have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg, you can still call us up at 1-646-929-0429. We would love to hear from you. But let's get Greg on the line right now. Hey, what's up, man? How are you doing today?
Oh, doing pretty good. Yeah, just keeping watch on these storms. Look like might get a little bit of rain down south and headed this way, but I don't think it'll be probably as bad as like what we were worried about yesterday with all those tornadoes.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Yes, that's good. Yeah, I see some severe thunderstorms are coming up this way.
There's just some severe thunderstorms around, but hopefully not as bad as we had to do it. Plus, it turned a little bit cooler.
Yeah, that helped as well. So, yeah, definitely keep a track of the weather. But, yeah, that was good. So, we'll see how that goes. But, Greg, let's turn our attention to the Western – yeah, let's start with the Western Conference Finals. Let's get your thoughts on right now. The Spurs, they're down 2-0. What are your thoughts so far on the series? I guess game one, obviously, that was a game that the Spurs should have won, even if Kawhi had stayed healthy. But first, let's get your thoughts on game one. What were your thoughts on game one, and what did you think about Zaza Pachulia and the play that he made on Kawhi Leonard? Do you think that was – is he a dirty player? Was that a dirty play? What are your thoughts on that?
And I don't know if it's a dirty play, but it is a little bit suspicious that he's nearby when Kawhi Leonard was making that shot. He was nearby mm-hmm. when he fell like that too. So, I'm not that there to say it was a dirty play, but it did look a little bit suspicious.
Questionable.
In my
Questionable. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I would agree with that. Yeah. It was definitely. And at least I have to look at that because you have to get someone space, and not just in that case, but you have to get someone a jump shooter space to land. So, they're gonna have to look at that in the off season. So, but that definitely had a big time effect. You know, not to be Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Arthur, but that would really, man, change the that game because the Spurs were up by 23 at that point, and then after that,
yeah.
it was all Golden State.
All,
it's been all
yeah,
Golden
and,
State since. So,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, you mentioned about you not to be the obvious. Well, I got one for you too. Yeah, to the guy I won't say his name, but the guy honestly asked a question. I don't know what. I don't know where people come with these questions like this. Someone really asked a question. Maurice, in the NBA finals, do teams really have to be – do teams have to be tough to play in the NBA finals? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, that's bad.
I mean, just a second.
that's really bad. I know asking good questions is tough. It's not easy, but no, that's a real bad one. Wow.
And you have to be tough to beat the NBA. Wow.
And then, wait a minute. And they're going to say, well, you know, in hockey, you know, I guess home ice advantage doesn't mean that much. Home ice advantage. Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, man. You know what? Well, hey, when we were in college, we would talk some stuff like that, but not in the market. Come on.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Leave
Ooh.
That at home. Yeah, that.
Oh, my advantage. Go ahead.
Well, looking ahead, Gray, in the Western Conference Finals, the Spurs down 2 games. Now, we don't even need to really talk about Game 2. I mean, we'll get your thoughts quickly on Game 2, that 36-point Warrior beatdown. To me, the Spurs didn't even really try to compete. They didn't have that belief factor that they could win without Kawhi Leonard. That was pretty much a no-show, in my opinion. What were your thoughts on Game 2?
Not a whole lot. I mean, it's not... Not a whole lot. I mean,
outside of Jonathan Simmons, it didn't seem like anyone really wanted to compete, in my opinion.
Well, you got compete now. You got two home games. You got two playoff home games. Well, I shouldn't say two. One at a time. Starts with Game 3.
Yeah, that's true. You got to take one at a time. You'll have to, but yeah, you definitely got Game 3 is a must win. So let's talk about Game 3. First, have you heard anything new on Kawhi Leonard? And what's your gut feeling? Will he play or will he not play?
I think I read that he is questionable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that. Okay.
If he's questionable, my gut. Feeling tells me that he's going to play.
Yeah.
Just
okay.
to lean towards it, but that's just a gut feeling. But I would and I've heard even some on Spurs listening to San Antonio, they even threw out the possibility because Popovich don't want to risk a potential career ending injury for Kawhi Leonard, that he may just say, you know what? We want to get this. But Kawhi, I don't want to lose you, so I'm sitting you out on the playoffs.
Mm.
I've heard that, but you sit him out, you're going to get swept.
That brings me to two questions. Okay, if Kawhi plays, what are some of the biggest keys for the Spurs to get a victory in Game 3 in a must-win game? Go ahead.
Yeah, don't turn the ball over. Turn the ball over. Just don't turn the ball over. Don't do it.
Right.
You turn the ball over, you lose.
Mm-hmm.
And don't settle for jump shots either.
Right. And also the front court, I think they'd have to dominate the Warriors on the glass and on the in the paint as well. That means Gasol and Aldridge, and also to a certain extent Kawhi Leonard as well. If he does play, they have to do work on the glass and in the paint. I think that's an area that the Warriors, you can have some success against the Warriors, and also the perimeter defense for the San Antonio Spurs. Obviously, with Kawhi Leonard back, that should definitely help. But hitting 18 threes, wow, you have to do a good job of contesting 3-point shots. So now that brings me to my second question, Gray. Let's say Kawhi Leonard doesn't play. Do the Spurs have any chance at all of winning the game in this series if he doesn't play in this series?
No.
Okay.
No. No.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Even at home, I would agree with that. I think they'll be more competitive than they were in game two at home. I don't think they'll get beat again by 36, but yeah, I would agree with you on that. And that's a shame that we might see sweeps in both series. And that brings me to the unless you have – do you have any other thoughts on the Western Conference Finals?
No, just
– move on to the Eastern?
Yeah, let's go on Eastern. Yeah.
Okay. The Cavs up. They are up 1-0. They really dominated the Celtics last night. On Wednesday night, LeBron James got anything and everything he wanted to on the offensive. And I thought the Cavs' defense, especially in the first half, was really excellent. They were really connected. They did a great job of contesting shots and keeping the Celtics out of the lane. What are your thoughts on that series so far?
Boston just coming off of a game seven, that was going to be tough. And the Cleveland Cavaliers got plenty of rest. That rest helped them a lot.
There's always that argument, rest versus rust. You'd rather have rest, and who cares about rest, right?
Yeah.
I would agree with that as well. So, yeah, it definitely showed, especially in that first half. I thought Boston did some nice things in that third quarter when they made a little bit of a run. So maybe that's something they can hold their hat on. But I think it gives them their best chances having Jaylen Brown playing a little bit more defensively to keep LeBron James out of the lane. They had a little more success keeping him out of the lane with Jaylen Brown on the court. But if Boston is going to make this a series, and obviously to me, in my opinion, Boston, this is a must-win game for Boston game two. If they lose, sweep out, because I don't see them winning in Cleveland anyway. So to me, it's a sweep barring an injury happening. If they're going to win tonight, Greg, what does Boston have to do to get a victory tonight in Boston, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, kind of like with San Antonio, go to the basket. I mean, don't settle for jump shots.
Yeah, they did attempt 38 threes in the last game, so that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
They couldn't make one, and that was the key as well. And who do you think needs to stay? Isaiah Thomas, he scored 17, but on 7-19 shooting. I thought Jay Crowder played well, 21-8, but I think they're going to need more from their bench, especially Kelly Olynyk. I think he's scored 26 in that game seven. Is he someone you think needs to step up, and who else do you think needs to step up? I thought Marcus Smart brought some energy in the second half, but he needs to bring that energy in the first half as well.
I say Olynyk in the bench. I think the Boston bench need to contribute to that.
Right, I agree. Yeah. Okay, so we'll see. Now, Greg, here's a good question here. What do you think the chances of both of these series ending in sweeps? If you had a percentage on it, what would you say?
Well, let's take it a step further. You know how they like to use the weather categories: slight, moderate, high. I'm gonna put it at moderate. Moderate.
Okay, yeah, I would agree with that because, the injuries for Kawhi Leonard, the injuries, just the Boston, I have both series going six games, and it's not looking good right now. That prediction is not looking good. We're looking good overall in our predictions. We're 11-1. We're smoking more. We're doing work.
Don't tell that to some people. I heard some people on the radio complaining about, oh, man, you know what? Why we watch the NBA Finals, man? It's boring. No, well, look at our record. Ain't nothing boring about that.
Yeah, that's right. I know a lot of people.
Maybe it's because of our record of success. Mm-hmm. That's why.
Yeah, it's not boring for us. But we enjoy
not
our
not boring to us.
You're doing
sports talk radio. Well, then talk about something else.
you can always talk Major League Baseball. You can talk about the hockey playoffs, or
we can talk, man.
Yeah, there's other things if you want to talk about. But I'm enjoying it. We'll see what happens. But, Greg, thanks for another great segment, and hopefully we'll talk to you next Friday.
Okay, and again, I just want to let everyone know, yes, you have to be mentally tough to play. to win the NBA Finals. Just right. Let that. I'm drama rolling. I heard that. I think I was at home listening. When I heard that, I thought, boy, that's deep thoughts right there. Hey, I may pass that along to the original homegirl. She can give a rant on that.
Right. Well, we'll talk to you next Friday, Greg.
Okay. All right.
All right, folks. That was our favorite segment. We chatted with Greg. Thank you for listening to my show. My next show will be Monday at 5:30 Central Time. We'll talk NBA playoffs. We'll talk. We'll talk a little more about the draft lottery and also with the all NBA teams. We'll talk anything else going on in the world of sports. Have a blessed rest of your weekend. Trust in God. God is good, and we'll talk to you next time on Moose Sports Talk.